You are listening to Alamo City Movie Talk Podcast, the podcast for all cinema lovers.
What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan680. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? Hopefully everyone's having a wonderful week. Hopefully everyone's staying safe with COVID-19. And I got a special guest here, first time ever being on the show, virtually, of course, with what's going on and everything. Introduce yourself, JC. I mean, come on, man. Well, the man, or what does Ted always call you from Countdown Geekcast?
The man, the myth, the legend. Yeah, the man, the myth, the legend. I have the t-shirt up, so I'm not wearing it right now. But hey, everybody, I'm JC from the Countdown City Geekcast, host of the Countdown City Wrestlecast, and along with my wife Tina and Ryan and Angela, we all host the Island of Reality podcast.
A lot of
talking reality TV. Yeah, I mean, it keeps me busy. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's always good, brother. But Finally, we're ready to do this, and I know we haven't talked on camera about this, the Justice League and everything, HBO Max series movie, Snyder Cut. What's your thoughts on it before we watch this clip? I mean, I haven't really got your perspective of it, your point of view, because I know we talked it off camera, but now officially on paper, quote unquote, what are you saying right now?
We talked on the Geekcast. I'm excited. It's like a dream come true for geek fans and comic fans. Steady from the Geekcast campaigned so hard for Young Justice to come back, and it finally did with the DC Universe service.
Yeah.
This is another one of those shows we wanted, or one of those things we wanted as fans. We want the Snyder Cut. Hashtag release the Snyder Cut. So that gives me hope that we're going to get Swamp Thing and Krypton back, but we'll see. Krypton's another discussion for you.
Oh, I know. But
so this is just exciting for them to finally listen. They had the avenue to do it.
Yeah.
I watched the review. I was watching it live when Snyder announced it, and it was pretty awesome. It was pretty good, pretty cool to see.
And then also, it's going to be cool to see. Like, it looks like there might be a trailer coming out very soon. In a couple of months, and hopefully it does well. I know a lot of people are already hating on it. Yeah. It was known to have that, you know, it was known to have both, you know, both haters and lovers, and they're all like, it couldn't save it. It's very hard because a lot of people it's very strange because a lot of people are all like asking me, like, you think it could save the film? I mean, man, until we have footage, until I actually see what's up. And because obviously it's just a bad taste in my mouth, Stephen Wolf, just a bad CGI from the ground up. I mean, it's just bad CGI with Batman's cape, bad CGI with Man of Steel. It was just, it just really ruined it for me. But I mean, hope, you know.
It wasn't Snyder's vision what we got. And as he said, it was only maybe like 25% of what was on that film was what he wanted in the film. So getting to see his vision. Do I think it could, I won't say save the DCU, but allow them to have some confidence in what they can do going forward. Yeah, I think they can continue their plan based on this film. I personally think like Aquaman and Shazam and all these other movies that have come out since then, we're going based off this cut of Justice League.
Agreed.
And finally getting to see it. Yeah, so it would make a lot more sense. I mean, watching all these director's cuts, this is the true story. This is the real story, what was supposed to happen, what his plan was. And I've been saying it all along, just let Snyder do his thing and don't get involved. And he's got a vision.
Agreed there. I just, man, it's a very tough situation because, say this movie does great. Does Warner Brothers even count it? I mean, it's one of those things to where like, okay, this is great, but I need to see a future for the DCU. I need to see a future for Batman, Superman, you know, all these characters. Wonder Woman 2 comes out and, you know, it's got pushed back to my birthday, October 2nd. And here's the thing. You need to have a future. There needs to be a future. We can't just be like, oh, we're going to take one movie at a time. Have the fans being questioning everything, every single like movie. It's like, okay, this is a good movie, but where do you go from here? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everyone just is confused and they're just like, wait, so the Snyder Cut's coming out, but does that really count towards, you know, everything? I mean, how does it count towards DCU? Do you think it will?
I think it should. I mean, they're spending, they gave Snyder how much money to finish the CGI for this?
I know.
If you're investing that much money, you take it seriously. You so, have something invested in it. I think, yeah, this is going forward because fans are going to treat it like the true Justice League movie was supposed to be.
Exactly. And yeah, because that garbage that came out, I don't even like to acknowledge that movie. It's just that's how I don't even have it. Bro, I haven't watched it since the theaters. And like when it was on HBO on the premium channels, I was just like, I can't watch this. I just can't. I'm changing this. It's so hard to watch. I mean,
maybe it's because I'm older than you. I'm pushing 40. I'm like less than a year away from turning 40, but I have a lot more experience with these characters. Read the comics as a kid growing up.
Yeah.
Saw the TV shows, watched Smallville, love the Christopher Reeve movies.
Yeah.
I know it could have been better, and obviously it will be better with Snyder, with what Snyder's going to do, but I was just happy to see this on screen. I mean, when we in BVS, when we first saw Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman on screen together, that was a big moment for me. Because as a kid growing up, I thought I would never see that together. So just getting to see all these characters together was awesome. I did buy the movie. I did buy the Blu-ray. I invested the money. Hey, and just, I got to have it. Maybe it's the collector in me. I've seen my video game collection, but... You know, I had to see it, and if this comes out on Blu-ray and gets a Blu-ray release outside of HBO Max, I'll probably get that too.
So, yeah, if this movie does, yeah, I'm up for it. I'm willing to give it a chance, just like every other film, yeah. But it's just like, man, it just leaves everyone at a question, where is the future of DC? And no one can answer that. There needs to be leadership there when it comes to stuff like this. And they need a Kevin Feige. They really do.
Just some consistency. Don't let the studio get involved, and just let the vision happen.
How is this going to fall with Black Adam 2 that's coming out? I mean, it's just all these questions, you know, like Shazam 2 that's coming out, Aquaman 2. I mean, all these questions that we have no answers to whatsoever.
Yeah, just have a plan, stick to it. Let the movie makers make the movie, and you guys just put the money into it. Don't care about the fan response because the minority is always louder than the silent majority that loves the films. So they got scared of BVS. They changed Suicide Squad so much, and then they changed all this stuff around Justice League. Just let it happen. I've been saying that from the beginning. Just you have to let things happen. And there's a great vision there. It's all a puzzle with what Snyder's doing, and it all makes sense.
I could agree to that. Now let's see if let's check out this cut, man. Now that we talked beforehand, now let's see if this really gets our blood boiling or blood pumped. Let's see if we get adrenaline off this trailer. Let's check it out, guys. That's out there.
Not sure. Really a trailer, a clip, but yeah, just
clip,
a clip.
Yeah. Let's check this out, ladies and gentlemen. Or technically sneak peek.
Yes, sneak peek.
Already been wrong. And they've heard it.
Oh,
shoot. Out in the dark, among the stars. Ding dong, the god is dead.
Dude, bro. What the hell?
Okay.
All right.
So, man. Why do I like this clip? First of all, it's very, very detailed. This goes back to BVS. That's basically the monologue Lex Luthor had towards the end of BVS. If you watch the Ultimate Edition, the director's cut, if you will. Vision he saw after Superman died. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen BVS, Superman died at the end of BVS. this vision, something's coming. Superman dead, open the door for something. Now, please let that be all we see of Darkseid until the movie comes out. I don't want to see any other trailer with him in it. Let me be surprised when the film comes out. That's just me. So it's something that was prophesized in BVS that this is what we were getting. And I'm looking forward to it. It's goosebumps.
So that little clip was way better than Steppenwolf. I mean, just that little clip. I mean, let's be honest. Those few seconds that we got of Darkseid, of what he's going to be, that was way better CGI than Steppenwolf. And that was in 720. That wasn't even 1080, bro. That wasn't even 1080 HP. And that's coming straight from HBO Max's YouTube channel. That's the crazy thing. I'm just like, they just put this little clip together to get everyone, to stir the pot, to get everyone going, get everyone talking about this movie. And bro, like that, oh my God, that was way better than Steppenwolf CGI.
Steppenwolf is still going to be the villain of this film. I think that was always the plan.
Really?
Darkseid. Yeah. Darkseid. I mean, Steppenwolf works for Darkseid. The original trailer for Justice League, if you go back and listen, no lanterns, no Kryptonians. For even says it in the actual finished cut of the film for Darkseid. He was doing this for Darkseid. He's serving Darkseid. So we may not see Darkseid until the very, very end of the film. Or possibly even the flashback to when they flashback to the original war with the Amazons and all that stuff like that. So we're not going to see a lot of Darkseid because I think that was the plan for well into the future, Justice League 2, or even the vision Batman had in BVS of the future. So we're going to see Steppenwolf, but the story is going to be, I think, a little bit better than what we got before.
Agreed. I just, man, this is really getting me pumped. I mean, like I said, it's so much better than Steppenwolf. I mean, just the CGI alone, I feel like this movie has potential. It really does. And it shows it in this in the small little clip that we got. I love it because it also shows, like, you know, prophecy, you know, it shows, it has that characteristic just to mythology. I mean, come on. I mean, it's going to have it all, but here's the thing. I agree with you there. They should not, Zach, do not freaking release any more stuff. Like, don't do it like how you did Doomsday. Like, I hated it. When they released a trailer for Doomsday, you remember that. I was just biting my hand. I was like, what the why are you doing this? Like, we know it was leading up to something. We knew it was leading up to Doomsday. I mean, come on. You don't need to show us every single thing. That was like the third trailer, right? Like, for BVS? I think it was like a third or – that was the – had to be
something like that, yeah.
Yeah, but like, we just need two trailers. That's it. Two full trailers. That's it. Let's go. You know? Like, gets you pumped.
We don't need a lot. There's already hype enough just because this is an HBO Max, and people are going to subscribe to HBO Max just to see this film.
Yeah.
But then again, if you watch that live stream he had about Man of Steel, that probably wasn't even Doomsday that we got at the end of BVS. So at the very beginning of Man of Steel, if you watch a live stream where Zack Snyder was going through it, you see that Krypton's moon is destroyed, and that was Doomsday. So the idea of building an abomination is the real Doomsday still out there, or was Doomsday in this Earth, if you will, just an abomination that, you know, let's not do this again, but Luther did it anyway. So, you know, that's the interesting piece of it. But yeah, I said it when Aquaman was coming out. I don't want to see Jason Momoa in the orange and green suit until the film comes out. So don't spoil this for me. Let me be surprised. You know, we got the trailer for it and I was like, oh dang. I tried to hold off as long as I could, but okay, fine. It looked great. Same, and you know, it didn't spoil the movie, but for this, for Darkseid, the ultimate DC villain, let's wait a bit. Let's wait till the film comes out before we see more of it.
Agreed. I'm actually, with this little clip, a few seconds, like, I was just happy. I can't wait to see the first trailer, which I could only anticipate it's going to be during the DC conference they're gonna, or the virtual
in August.
I can only anticipate, like, Zach is going to put together for us, the fans, the moviegoers. It's going to put a trailer out and it's going to go crazy. Everyone's going to be like, what the heck kind of movie is this? It's a wholly different, totally different. And but here's the problem I see with a lot of people, and it's a lot of fans, a lot of average moviegoers, which, you know, kind of the word of mouth, so to speak, like, people are confused, you know, like, they're just confused. Like, why is the another Justice League movie coming out? You know, like, it's the same. Is it not? Is it technically the same? But is it not? Like, it just, you know, it's kind of hard to explain the situation because we don't even know. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's hard to explain, like, it's the same kind of story, but it's totally different footage.
It's all the way it's
to the end.
Yeah.
The same ending.
There's no mustache CGI reshoots involved with it. Oh, so, God. You know, no animated Henry Cavill Superman. Director's cuts are nothing new. I mean, if you watch a prime example, if you watch the theatrical version of The Butterfly Effect and then you go watch the director's cut, it's almost a different story, and it's a little bit darker, it's a little bit crazier. So
go find the
director's cut of that's an insane change in the story. And even Batman vs Superman, the extra 30 minutes, it changes a lot of things in that movie and makes it so much better, you know. So then it even foreshadows a lot of stuff that we could be seeing in this film in Zack Snyder's Justice League.
I do want to bring up this because I did take a screenshot of it. I do want to bring up this photo here, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be, you know, that photo alone is better than Stephen Whip CGI. Like this, I mean, come on, this is so much better. I mean, it's just, I love this, you know, I love how it looks. Yeah. It looks very dark, ancient. It has that mythology feel. And that's what we need. You know, that's what we needed. We didn't need these forced mythologies, these forced, just this forced action, this force, like, oh, I'm here. Like, it was just the first scene that we got of Stefan was so annoying. I just hated it. With the first word of mouth, he came out and said it. And then also, he just looked too demonic. It was just way too.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah, if anyone follows the comics, he doesn't look like that. He looks totally different.
We'll see if the money Zack Snyder's getting for this, well, he'll fix that, if or make it better or clean it up. As far as what I'm interested to see with this scene being in the movie, where was this discovered? We know that Diana is working basically as like an ancient excavator. She's searching for ancient artifacts, ancient temples.
It seems like she's a collector. You know what I mean? Or like
Mm-hmm. And where does she find this? That's the interesting thing. So I think something like this will explain more why she's in that role. Because as far as we see in the original cut, she's just working at a museum, curator basically. So.
And then my next question is Wonder Woman 2 going to lead up? I mean, somewhat connection to another DCU character, or is it going to lead up to HBO Max Justice League? it's hard to say, right? I mean, it's so, we don't know.
I mean, Wonder Woman 84 is meant to play, at least, well, it's a flashback movie, obviously taking place in the 80s.
I think
the present day storyline of that will obviously be post Justice League. So where that goes, I don't know. That got pushed back too, obviously. And we'll see where that comes in. I'm interested to see how, Steve Trevor is brought back, if this is some sort of dream sequence or something, I don't know. And I'm a child of the 80s, so I'm looking forward to the 80s nostalgia.
I was
3 years old in 1984. I know I'm way older than you, but
No, it's all good. I loved it so much in Stranger Things that I can't wait to go back to, I love seeing all that, and it's just great. And I just hope it does. I'm 100% I'll stand behind Wonder Woman 1984. I know it's going to be a good movie, and I can't wait to see that in theaters. Let's go real quick to the comments. Let me see here. So Tina says hi.
Yeah. And her cousin Albert is already saying go Packers. He's already talking crap because I'm a Titans fan. And,
snap. Oh, man. Go Packers. All right.
We just saw him this past weekend. We're always having fun talking football. So, yeah.
Oh, man. Are they still – I know this is totally off subject, totally about COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Do you think they're going to – with everything going on right now, how well the NBA does – with with that they're having it the rest of the season in Walt Disney World, the ESPN arena, I guess you could say.
Sports complex.
Yeah, are they gonna have no audience?
I'm sorry. Yeah, it'll be with no fans. I mean, I think the NHL has had a better plan right now anyway, with 12 teams on each conference, two hub cities, one for the East, one for the West, no fans, and then just run it out that way. The NBA plan's a little confusing, but there's a lot of concerns. Florida is the new supposed epicenter of COVID-19. So I know you don't want to hear that because you got Disney World plans, but.
Oh man, don't even talk about Disney World.
Yeah, I know.
They did something today that really ticked me off. And
we saw the post.
I'm really bummed out. I'm really bummed out, man. I'm not going to lie. I'm so sad, depressed. I'm like missing Disney. My next question is, do you think the NFL will have no audience, like no fans?
That's tough to say.
The Cowboys, I know Ezekiel, he already got tested positive. He got positive. And then some of the Texans got positive too. So how do you contain that? It's just another situation to where, how do we contain this? We still don't know anything about this. And it's just a very hard decision because it's like they sold tickets. I mean, the NFL they sold tickets. So now if they don't fulfill, tickets and their ticket purchases and everything, then they're going to have to refund. That's billions of dollars that they have to refund.
And I think why guys like Jerry Jones and some of the other owners that are pretty stubborn about it.
Yeah.
Want fans there because they're losing the bottom line. How are we supposed to pay these players? So
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know, you got to save your money for this. I don't know if the salary cap is going to take a hit too, but who knows? I mean, it's really going to depend how people protect themselves. Just keep the social distancing up, wear a mask. I mean, don't make it a political thing. It's common sense. We need a lot of that in the world right now.
No, I want it political. I want an agenda. No. Don't forget.
Thank you to Facebook and Instagram. Then a few weeks, we'll be able to block political ads. Thank God, because I hate this time of year every 4 years because I hate politics. I hate the political stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you for allowing me to block those so I don't have to even bother with it. So appreciate that. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah.
Let's do my own research. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. All right, JC. I appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time to be on my show, man.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, first time, it's first time, but not really because you're not physically here. But
yeah, well, I know. But now, like I've told you before on our podcast, I don't know if I've mentioned on your show, I would love for you guys to review a movie that came out like before y'all were born, something old school. And I'll jump on that because I know there's a big age gap between us, but something like Stay Tuned, which is a cult classic, something like that. I would love for you guys to watch it and review it. Yeah.
Actually, I was going to announce that, but thank you for ruining. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. No, for real. That's the one thing that I really want to do. And we'll do a live review or a pre-recorded review, however we want to do it, whatever's more convenient for us.
Yeah, sure.
All right, guys. Thank you for making us a part of your day. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan680. Special guest.
I'm JC at Squints84 on Twitter from the Countdown City Geekcast. You can search for us on Twitter at CCG underscore podcast and find us Countdown City Geekcast on Facebook.
And then also, I don't know if you were going to mention it, but as well, ladies and gentlemen, we actually do another podcast that's actually called, JC, you want to do the honors?
The Island of Reality podcast. We're on Twitter at Isle of Reality. That's at ISLE of Reality. Search for us wherever you get your podcast. We're actually going to be recording an episode pretty soon talking about the challenge. There's our Podbean page. We're talking about the challenge. Last 2 weeks of the challenge, it's been quite controversial. And speaking of Snyder cuts and director's cuts, we got this small
cut. We got a lot of filthy stuff
last week because of a cast member that cut out of the show. So we'll be discussing that.
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be sharing it.
It's a lot of fun just getting. Yeah, we'll be having that wherever podcasts are, popping a beer and talking reality TV. It's always fun. So,
all right.
Check us out.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching. Have a good one. Check y'all later.
Later.
Hello, everyone. Thanks again for listening to our podcast. We truly appreciate the support. Be sure to also check us out on YouTube, guys, where we do strictly movie reviews. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all of your movie news, reviews, and our special giveaways and contests, guys. You know what to do, and you have yourself a wonderful day, and stay classy, San Antonio.